Hey, watch out. Nah, I'm playing. Hey, what's up, guys? Bonus episode, Scale Riders Model Car Culture Podcast. I'm your host, 65 Lokes, and I'm driving as I'm recording this right now. So I apologize for the sound quality, and I just wanted to record this for you guys. Some things coming up this weekend, and today I will be on the road for about 5 to 6 hours driving up north, linking up with Luis Javier Cano. I'll be staying out there with him over the weekend. As you know, as mentioned on previous podcast, this weekend will be a paint class that I will be a student of, along with Luis. And this is going to be taught by Armando Serrano, Danny D, and Bugs. And we are both very excited for this class. We waited a while. The time is here. It's now. I'm super excited. I had to make sure, in preparation for me to make this all possible to go out there, how to get the blessings from people, you know? First, I had to reach out to Luis and see what's up. Feels cool about staying out there with them. He says it was all good, so got that first blessing right there. I also had contacted Armando Serrano about space availability in the class. There was an opening, so jumped on that as well. But before I had to jump on that, I had to make sure everything was cool, you know, getting the days off of work, checking up with the fam, see if they're cool with it, because I do work for family business, and I got the blessing from them. Also, with my girlfriend, had to get the blessing from her too. So, you know, when you do these things, you have to make sure you're good in every side, every angle, everything, because you're going to be out there having fun, and you just want to make sure that all bases are covered and you have the full support from everybody around you, you know. And this way, when you're out there, your conscience is good, you're feeling great, you're happy, you have a purpose why you're there. I feel like everything just kind of lines up and you perform best. Look at athletes, you know, every time they're going to go play in competition, or it's like a big event or anything, you know, they have to have that mental support from everybody, because if it's not all there, they are not going to be able to perform. You know, it's all mind games and stuff. It's crazy, but the more you start looking into the psychology of it, it plays a big role. So I'm very happy, excited that this is all happening. And I mean, it's starting tomorrow early morning. We got to be there by 8:30 in the morning. The class starts at 9, and I'm heading out today, Thursday, a day before, just because there would be no way for me, possibility of leaving early morning on Friday. So I want to make sure that I head out on today, Thursday, get there on time. Most likely I'll be arriving in the evening out there, and we'll get to hang out and stuff. And after that, you know, it's just time to rest, go to sleep, and be ready for the next day. And I feel like it's going to be a little difficult going to sleep, because, you know, you're excited. It's like the first day of school, you know, type of deal. And this is the first time I'm ever taking a paint class. I've never done this before. I know from building model cars and also being taught to paint from Armando Flores, I've learned, you know, so much, but I want to keep expanding on more, especially taking this course, you know, and being taught from who's teaching this too. You know, I know I'm definitely going to benefit and learn something from them that I will be able to apply in future projects for my model cars, panels, skateboards, possibly even a car, you know. the more experience you gain with all this stuff, the more confidence you build up, and the more the doors open up more and possibilities, and you don't doubt yourself. You know, you start to believe, and it's like there's a lot of people that we're surrounded with that are believers, and they get stuff done, and those people, they don't doubt themselves. That's why they progress. That's why they keep moving forward, and they're very creative, and they keep producing stuff because they have a vision. They believe in themselves too, and you know, they're not doubting themselves at all. So I know you know, there's a reason why I have to take this class for sure. If I would not take it, I would just be like regretting it, you know, like, man, I should have took it. I know they do offer these classes as well, at Coast Airbrush, the rendezvous that will be taking place in the summer. I was originally kind of planning on taking those, but I don't want to wait that long, and I don't know what's going to happen in the future. You know, by then, I don't know if that weekend I'll be busy or what's going to be in front of me. So right now, the way things are looking, it's like this weekend it was just like meant to be type thing. So I'm taking advantage of that and heading out. Right now I'm on the road, but I'm headed towards Oxnard. I need to make sure I'm going to stop by work real quick just to check emails, send some stuff out, you know, see if they need help with anything before I head out, recite the ABCs, do my times tables, you know, 2 times 2 equals 4 type thing, you know, all this stuff. I got to make sure everything we're good. And before I head out, you know, you got to make sure you check everything off the checklist. And it's like, let's head on the road. Bags are packed. I even brought a couple of my body model kits that I'm working on, doing all the body work. I'm bringing them up there to show Javier where I'm at, you know, so far with it. And also, we might, if we have a little bit of chance, we might be able to work on some stuff. Also, this Saturday, while I'm out there up north, I wasn't even paying attention online. I was just so busy, but it just was brought up to my attention that Dead End Magazine will be releasing their first magazine. They've released books, like coffee table books and things like that, contemporary books in the past, soft cover, I believe also the hardcover books, but now they are going to be releasing a magazine book, and it's like one of these things that's going to be an exclusive piece, limited pressing, and they will have this, they're having like a release party for it on Saturday. It's in the city of Salinas. It's about an hour and a half away from where I will be at. It's up in the air, that possibility of yay or nay of us going. Not sure yet, because the class ends at 5 p.m. I mean, that leaves us plenty of time to head out there and check that out and support, but we gotta play it by ear. We gotta see what's up, where we're gonna be at once this class ends, if we're gonna hang out or if it's just time to head, you know, go home. So just kind of play it by ear and not be like stressing on anything, you know. I'm really excited. I always have fun every time I go up north. It's always a good time, and it's finally here, you know. It's crazy. But on another note, I also want to let you guys know that I'm planning to set up a Patreon page for Scale Riders. I know I've been getting hit up a lot about the older previous episodes. People want to hear the older stuff too. There's a lot of new listeners who are just coming into it, and I know as right now you'll see episode 50 all the way up to the most current episode, and people have been asking like, what, you know, I want to start from the beginning, how can I hear the earlier ones? And one of the reasons why you can't hear the earlier ones is because I had to take down the earlier ones to make space for the new ones. Because when you sign up with these companies, they charge for the space. It's, you know, at first they're like, oh yeah, it's free. And yeah, it's free and for maybe like a few episodes, you know, because of the space. But after a while, you keep uploading media content, they start to charge you. So I know it's been a year, and I want to do things right. I want to continue moving forward with the podcast. I know, you know, I've been gaining a lot of support from people listening and stuff. I appreciate that. And I also, setting up the Patreon page is going to be something that will definitely, you know, be able to help me a lot more as well. You know, you could like donate and a bunch of stuff on there. I'll be able to set it up. I'll set something up cool on there. But yeah, it's something that I will be promoting a lot. And I mean, most of the stuff, like if once I start getting support, like with donations and stuff like that, it's going to all go towards the show. There's like equipment I'm looking into that I want to upgrade to. I want to buy more space because I want to upload all the episodes. I want to have all the episodes from the very beginning, leading up to now. And there's more future guests that I'm very excited about of having on the show. And it's cool because there's people that I want to interview. And maybe if I wouldn't have probably been able to get those interviews in the very beginning, because it's brand new and it's kind of like, well, what is that? But now with the help of all the guests, it's built up a portfolio type thing. So like when I have like a new guest that I want to get on, you know, if they're not familiar with it yet, they can always tune in and hear a couple or so and see what's up with the show, you know. And I want to expand it. I know I mostly interview car model builders, but I want to expand it to the point where I'm also going to be, I want to interview professional people that work in the car industry and other mediums, you know, because a lot of these individuals, where they're at now with their careers, a lot of them did start with model car building. And there's some car model builders that did it back in the day, and they stepped away as they got older because they're in pursuit of their careers. You know, they made decisions, they had opportunities, and a lot of them, they thank it to, you know, car model building. And I want to be able to, you know, present these stories and voices to you guys, obviously, through the podcast. And it's like, in order for me to keep this podcast alive and going, you know, in the future, I'm definitely going to need the support, you know, through the Patreon, through you guys, donations and stuff like that, because this way it takes care of the space, it takes care of the equipment and stuff, and you know, it's the production stuff will definitely get better. As it will evolve as time goes, you know. But yeah, just kind of giving you guys a heads up about that, letting you guys know. And yeah, man, I'm already on the freeway right now. Just jumped on, crazy. First I'm on the roads, now I'm on the freeways. But man, I gotta get some breakfast though before I head out. Right now it's like about 8 a.m. you know. So we'll see. I don't know how it's going to be on the road. Normally heading up north through the 101 freeway, there's really no cars. It's really boring. There's nothing to see. It's just all there. But I always find ways to entertain myself as I'm driving up. And I just wanted to hit you guys off with this. Also, we got a new episode dropping this Sunday. Even though I'm going to be in the paint class, you know, I don't stop thinking about you guys. I do have a new episode that's going to drop on Sunday. And this episode's going to be featuring Lucas Tattoos. As you guys know him on Instagram. Such a talented model builder. And I'm very excited. Great conversations with them. It was crazy. Like, it was like an interview, but it was more like a conversation, you know. And that's the thing that, you know, when I have the guests on for the first time, for the most part, I like to conduct the interview because it's more of an introduction for you guys. But at the same time, even for me too, because there's things that I'm thinking about, questions I have. So once they get answered, it's like, oh, dope. You know, it paints the picture clearer and stuff. And I want to provide some history on these artists. So once they come back around the second time, it's more like, okay, you know, let's have a conversation now more. You know, we already know some history. We know the work. Now let's, from here, let's just go off and just talk about anything with model cars, you know. So it's pretty cool. And yeah, I'm excited. So that episode, I'm going to post it up Sunday. I was going to do it on, like, you know, late at night and stuff. But you know what? I'll probably most likely do it in the morning before I head out to the class. Just because I want to have that out for you guys. And then this way I can just concentrate on the class and stuff. And I don't have to be stressing out about uploading it. But it's all you know, ready and stuff. And Sunday, look out for the episode. Should be dope. I believe it's, yeah, 64. Dang. Episode 64. And then next week, you know, 65 and so forth. So we got to keep these episodes moving and stuff. And all right, guys. So stay building over the weekend. If you're going to be up north, and maybe I'll see you at the Selena show if I go on Saturday. We'll see what's up. But if you hear this, hit me up on the DM and let me know if you're going to be out there. And we'll see. Maybe we can link up and stuff. But if you're model building this weekend, just chilling out, just make sure you check the weather if you're going to be painting. Because today it was like super windy and super dusty outside. So if you're going to be painting outside, you got to be a little careful. And the sun's out, but as far as the wind and stuff, wind conditions are not great at all. You know, I don't think we're expecting any rain right now until next week as well. But for the most part, if you're just staying indoors working on stuff, then, you know, have fun building this weekend. Take advantage of your free time. Get that work done and get ready for the next upcoming shows. All right, guys, peace out.